Hello and welcome to Corn Talk, the weekly program from the Missouri Corn Growers Association. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. It was an active week in Washington, D.C. last week for legislative activities that have a direct impact on Missouri corn growers. And with me this week is Samantha Slater, who is Director of Public Policy for the National Corn Growers Association. Samantha, why don't we take these one at a time and first CAFTA, DR, where do we stand on this issue and what happened that's of particular note to corn growers?
Well, finally, the Senate was able to pass CAFTA off the Senate floor before they adjourned for their 4th of July recess on Friday. The administration reached an agreement with Senate Ag Committee Chairman Chambliss, as well as Senator Coleman from Minnesota, that any additional sugar imported above the 1.532 million short tons level through the life of the current farm bill would be taken care of by the U.S. Department of Agriculture in one of two ways. One would be to pay CAFTA countries and other trading partners with commodities not to export sugar to the U.S. The second way would be to purchase sugar for conversion into non-food uses, meaning ethanol. The other part of that agreement was that USDA would undertake a feasibility study on the conversion of domestic sugar to ethanol by July of next year, so that that would be in time for inclusion in the Farm Bill discussions that will be going on through 2006. The National Corn Growers Association supports that agreement. We believe that a minimal amount, if any, of sugar-based ethanol would actually be a player in the domestic ethanol market as a result of this agreement. We're talking about no more than 25 million gallons of ethanol over the next 2 years.
Another key issue has to do with the Water Resources Development Act. Give us an update on what has happened and where things stand with this legislation.
Well, we had hoped that the House would take up WRDA before they left for the 4th of July recess as well, but unfortunately that vote has been postponed. Late during the week, the House leadership decided to pull consideration of WRDA from the floor. Basically, you know, they've been working on FY06 appropriations bill, and they just didn't have a chance to get to it before they left for the 4th of July recess. So there's a chance that it could be brought up the first week that they're back, which would be the week of July 11th, but it could slip into the following week. So we still need growers to call their congressional delegations and make sure that they know how important WRDA is, the impact that it has on agriculture, and that they need to get this taken care of on the House floor as soon as possible.
Since it was a trifecta, I guess you would say, there is one more issue, and that was the renewable fuel standard. What's happened with this issue?
The Senate passed comprehensive energy legislation by an 85-12 vote, which was overwhelming, bipartisan, amazing. We were thrilled about that. The Senate energy bill does include an 8-billion-gallon RFS. We will head next into a House-Senate conference committee. So we hope that that happens soon after we all get back from the 4th of July recess, although it could be held up a little while longer for political reasons. I would expect that the conference negotiations between the House and the Senate would go on at least through the month of July, if not need to continue when they get back from their August recess into September. The House comes to the table with a 5-billion-gallon RFS, so we will obviously be doing everything to make sure we get as high a number out of conference as we possibly can, obviously aiming for 8, but the House will be chairing the conference committee. Chairman Barton will have the lead spot in negotiations. And he has not traditionally been a fan of the RFS, but hopefully we will have Senator Talent on the conference committee as well. And he is, of course, one of our biggest champions, and I would anticipate he will have the lead again once the conference negotiations do start.
Thank you very much. That's Samantha Slater, who is the Director of Public Policy for the National Corn Growers Association. And with this Corn Talk, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.